Jones.
Stephen, I'm telling you, we are being wiretapped by the FBI so that they can send our fitness secrets to the government to train the elite military forces.
I think the government's really, really hip to exercise.
Yeah. Oh, well, after seeing our progress in just 1 week, absolutely. They're like, what exactly is a leg butt? We've got to find the answers. Quick intro, because we got to get back to our push-ups, okay? We took a quick break from our workout.
I'm so exhausted.
To eat protein and tell you where you can come see us live this week. If you're in New York City, come to Glamour Puss. That is Saturday, October 21st, 7:30 at Zinc Bar. Christine and I are running half hour, so it's going to be like an extra special show.
Tickets. Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
It's a lot of comedy.
You got to hear it. Your whole life is just listening to
so much
people
comedy.
Talk.
I know. Especially mostly about me.
Yeah, I know.
Very weird.
Mostly about you or at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very aggressive.
I know. But that's going to be fun. So come to that. And that's all I think I have coming up for this week. I want to make sure that we get that out there because the tickets are like half sold. So if you want to come to that show, that's this Saturday, the 21st. Get tickets. The link is in the episode description.
Yes.
Yeah. And then what else? Get a jam on. Give us some money.
Oh, man. Buy the book. There's a book.
Oh, yeah.
My girlfriend, Christina Hutchinson, wrote a book called Fucked.
Yes.
Being sexually explorative in a world that's screwed.
Yeah. Put that link in there.
Yeah.
Get it.
Hey, why not?
I know. Our names are in that book.
That's right.
We can promote it. Hey, this is a family. This is a family endeavor. All right. Yeah. If one of us succeeds, we all succeed.
That's what went in. I keep telling ourselves.
Their success is our success.
Get down and give me 20. Jammers. Wait, what's the show? Jammers, the Selfish Health Podcast. Jammers. Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And?
Hey.
Stephen Penta. And
real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh.
I mean, like, it's Selfish Health.
Jammers. We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, we were fucking and he mentioned her beautiful, her spectacular tits.
While you were fucking? Mid-fuck?
Yeah, while.
Oh, that's amazing. That's my favorite. Good job, Wendy. Way to leave an impression.
Thank you.
We won't be doing any chest today, then.
Yeah.
Well, Wendy doesn't need it.
No.
I know. I do just the right amount of chest exercises. Does it? Thanks. Fuck you. Well, I don't need to have good hair when I've got these tits. You know what I'm saying? I'm walking around with these spectacular tits.
Well, no one's paying attention to your hair. They can't get their eyes off those cans.
I know.
Oh, my God. One time I fucked Mark Norman. He goes, great. Great tits. And I was like, what the fuck? Is this your real voice? Shut
wait,
up!
Wait, was he also dabbing his brow
yes.
like you just did?
Yes, he did.
That's yes. better than even the next day. That's just like, hold on, mid thrust. I just need to dab my brow like an old
and
like,
he was
Victorian
laying down.
Dandy.
I was like, I'm doing the work here. You shouldn't be sweating. Okay.
He always so talks funny. Like an old-timey vaudeville
yeah,
person.
It happens while you're fucking too.
Yeah.
He's great in the sack, though. Really great.
Yeah.
I should stop fucking comics. Okay.
No, but they're so fun to fuck, and then it's fun like this because we can all talk to each other about
I know.
Publicly.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I thought my sex life was public. Jesus Christ.
Mine definitely is.
And we do first last name, which I like.
Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah.
I'll give you his address in a moment when I can remember it.
Yeah, can we put his phone number on the podcast, please? Just so people can get in touch.
Yeah, here's his Twitter handle.
He's so got good. Enough Twitter followers. Fuck that guy.
I fucked over his relationship.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I did.
How long ago
purpose.
Was this?
A while ago, so he was like, "Yeah, I broke up with my girl," and then. So I tweeted him a naked picture, or I didn't tweet.
I was like, hello.
I texted
that was very
him.
Forward.
I texted him a nude at 10:30 on a Sunday, you know, like couple day. And then, and she saw it. And then plates were thrown and they broke up.
Ooh.
I know. That's how
well,
I do
that's
it.
On
did
him.
You, did you do that on purpose?
Yep. I was like, oh, you want to lie to me? All right.
So you knew that they weren't broken up.
Yes. I was like, okay.
That is woman ninja. Yes. Style.
I love Mara, but this is why we can't hang out. We have to hang out sparingly and when we're on record, because I think we've hung out off mic maybe once, and it was like I'm surprised we're both alive.
I know.
It's because we both just go like, and I fucked this person and this, and I mean, drugs are bad, but like, I haven't done it in like a month.
I think we went out and we were hanging out and the couple was trying to put us together. Yes. Remember that couple on the couch?
Yes.
Yes. And I was like, nope, gotta go.
Yep. They were trying to.
The couple was trying to put you two like as in a four, a four person ordeal.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They were trying to get us in a four way. Cause they thought, cause we were kicking back drinks. We had a good show.
Who's this couple with the ego to be like, we got this four-way unlocked?
I mean, they were good looking.
Yeah.
And they brought us to a cool place.
Okay.
But at the same time, I was like, yo,
we're not going to fuck you. First of all, you're not famous comics. So if we say your first and last name on a podcast, nobody's going to care.
It's going to be like Maggie Smith 009. That's not cool.
how many underscores are in your Twitter handle? Give me a break. Boring.
Yeah.
We're only going to have group sex with you if you have a Netflix special.
Yeah.
Even if it's to be released in the next 6 months.
I was going
to
say, luckily, there's loads. Yeah. You have loads of options there.
And I've been to all of them. Oh, no, just kidding. Oh, pretty close. I'm a whore. Okay. I like it.
I know. Watch the segue. How do you have all the energy and don't say drugs? Drugs is not the answer. That's not the theme of the show.
But it's also an answer.
Yeah.
How do I have all the energy?
For all this fucking.
For all that Netflix fucking.
Oh, you know, I'm an athlete.
Segue.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. I used to be a pro cyclist. And I feel like athletes have a different sex drive than most people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I just visited some dude that I'm seeing and we fucked twice in one weekend or 3 days.
What?
And I know. And I was like, I thought this was going to be like Fuckfest 2020. Like, let's get this going.
But why are you fucking comics if you fuck an athlete?
That's a very good question.
I was going to say, isn't that kind of like the opposite?
I'm very lazy as far as who's around. It's just who's next to me. That's pretty much
it. Yeah, she's an athlete. So she's not doing cardio to get to the people.
Just on top of them.
Once the dick is there, she's more of like just like resistance training.
Yes.
Like low weight, high rep. But the cardio, works two different systems.
It really does.
I'm not going to chase somebody, but when there's a hard dick, then we go into action. I can do push-ups and squats
for
days.
Then his leg stays all day long. Yeah.
But I'm never much of a runner. I don't
know. Not into chasing things. Yeah, that's a problem.
Let's see. We do the show like how you. First of all, our guest, welcome to Jammers.
Oh, sorry. Did we start?
Oh, yeah. We started like 20 minutes ago. Yeah.
We started, I think we came in as pretty hot.
This is our guest, Mara Merrick. Give it up for Mara Merrick. Personal trainer.
Hello.
She does that's like the side job. She's such a funny comic.
I didn't know that Mara was a personal trainer. I only know you as a comic.
Yeah. Oh, thank God.
And I forgot too, because when I texted you to do this, I knew that I was like, do you still do it? I don't know if it was something you wanted to do.
37 clients.
Jesus. Wow. How many?
37 full time.
Jesus.
Yeah. I know. It's really
That's
intense.
That's a full-time job.
Yeah. I start at 5 o'clock this morning. Well, 5:30.
God damn it. Are you done for the day? What time do you go back?
No, I have a 6:30 and a 7:30. Yeah, p.m.
Whew. Holy shit. Oh, so this is good. So you can take a nap after this.
Yeah. I'll walk my dog. Yeah. Oh.
God.
It's like a nap.
How long have you been training for? And you were a professional cyclist.
Since 2005. Yes, I was a pro cyclist, but as a pro cyclist, I was only making a little less than $12,000 a year. And I know women get paid nothing. It's like the men get paid $1 million.
Because you don't have the risk of ball cancer. Right. That's what Right? That's how they get the extra money. Well, we're not going to go into this. We had this conversation two podcasts ago, Steve.
Yeah, exactly. men make more money.
Right. Yes, they do. So
because of their balls.
Because of their fucking balls. So
and then we become monsters.
Seriously. And so I was like, okay, well, I have to be in the gym. I could sell memberships or I could learn how to train. So I just learned how to train. And then I've been doing it ever since. I trained some pro athletes, some Olympians, a lot of cancer rehab, that type of situation.
Really?
Yeah.
Cancer rehab. How did That's you get in that niche?
Well, I just did a special populations training once. And then I did some consulting in DC and I worked with like five, and it was crazy how the turnover of health was. Like, it was within 3 months, these people were going from cancer to cancer free. It was insane. So I kind of got addicted to that. Marshall from my podcast, mm-hmm. that's how we started training. He had prostate cancer. And after he got over prostate cancer, he wanted to climb mountains. So I trained him through the cancer and through the mountains.
Shit.
Yeah. That's fucking cool. That's so cool.
Thanks.
And what a cool thing to like witness.
It's like the transformation. It's intense. Yeah. That's why we have this weird love affair. Because I love him like a dad. And I
And then he lays on the couch and flashes his balls to everybody in the studio.
To show why he makes more money than everyone.
Yeah. How you think
I afford
this? Look
at my money makers. Look at these bad boys.
That's what I think about when I stare at my testicles. I think about how much more money.
You look at him and I just...
Certainly not like, why is this gross thing just protruding off my body?
Well, that's why dudes touch them all the time.
Yeah, they're so gummy.
Alien douche.
They're jinging them around.
Like, yeah, like a change purse.
Yeah.
Do they get sticky?
Like little sacks of gold.
They're terrified. Yeah. I mean, I love them, but it's a love-hate relationship.
Do balls get sticky? I love you, and you just talk about how many people you fuck. Do they get sticky? I think you know the answer to that question. Yeah.
You know that you
Athletic
know they get real
fucking,
sticky.
You know exactly.
But see, now Mara does a podcast, and I'm going to plug it up top. We'll do it at the end. But just so people, if you're listening, she does a podcast with Andrew Collins called Happy Never After.
Yep.
It's so good. I did it. It's such a funny show.
Everyone loved your episode. They thought how authentic and sincere you were. And I was like, yes, she is.
Oh,
she doesn't know how to be any other way. We'd love for her to tone it back. No,
it's too much, Wendy. It's too much.
Next time, Papa, put a Quaalude in one of the five free bagels she steals from the lounge. I hung out in the lounge for like, for sure, 30 minutes. I charge my laptop. Some guy's looking at me and I'm like, I'm a comedian. Relax. I'm the talent. I was a guest earlier. And they're like, you're a homeless person charging your laptop.
You have nine
bags
here.
That's what I said. I'm a comedian. That's what I said.
Where are you?
Oh, I'm in LA.
Oh, hi.
Isn't this fun? The magic of technology.
I know. It's so great. That's
Megan
awesome.
Got up early and worked out. You've been up.
Yes, I didn't work out today. I drove my car. Typically, I ride my bike, but I didn't do any of that today.
Yeah,
I feel like a lazy fuck.
When you work out with the athlete.
I'm the guest today. I'm the guest. I woke up and worked out this morning, so I'm a professional. I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, Megan did a. Well, we brought Mara here because we want to like get in shape. Because Megan and I were talking a couple weeks ago, and she started doing something because we both work out.
Okay.
And we go to the gym and we whatever. And then we're like, oh, we need to like turn it up a notch. And Megan started doing, go.
I was like, I'm going to start really working out. What should I do? Should I like build up to it? No, I should like an insane person just start doing CrossFit.
Oh, good.
So I started doing CrossFit on Monday. And
it's now Thursday.
It's as douchey as you think it is. Kind of. I'm so torn. Like I told Wendy today, because you're a trainer, so you like you know what CrossFit is. And I think like everybody else is just like, oh, it's just like douches like being like, ah, big dogs eat. Ah, and like throwing weights all over the gym.
That is all I think it is.
Exactly. And you're not wrong. But I peed before we started recording and I sent Wendy a text. I was like, cool, I'm peeing 1 minute. But what I didn't do is account for the fact that it is now taking me a solid minute just to stand up and sit down on the toilet seat because I am so wrecked.
Like, do you have chalk in places that are like weird places?
sexy places. Yeah. Well, that's where I went in. I was like, I don't want to do like a pull up with my hands.
So you haven't done a pull up yet?
Oh, did you God, do this? No.
Okay.
I started Monday.
Next
lady.
Monday.
Come on. Yeah, next Monday. Next Monday, I'm going to be fucking big dogging it, throwing weights around the gym.
Why'd you decide? Why CrossFit exactly?
My friend, Meredith does it and she really likes it. And she's like, come and do like a free class. And I was like, okay. But I was like, I'm not going to do one class. And then
what were you doing beforehand?
Decide. Just gym stuff.
I don't know. So what that I means.
Like, what's gym stuff mean?
Just a lot of body weight stuff, yeah, really. Just a lot of leaning on things.
Yeah, that's my kind of gym stuff.
Where do you work out out there?
Leaning.
What gym?
Oh, I go to LA Fitness.
On Hollywood?
El Centro, yeah.
Okay.
Like right off Hollywood, yeah.
All right. So I used to go there every once in a while. So what are you doing when you go? So what's the routine? You go inside. What happens?
When I just go to the gym, that's why I was like, I need to do something. I'm better if someone's yelling at me.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like I did boxing last year.
Do your parents not love you?
Well, that's a different podcast. We already did a therapy episode. But so I was like, I'm not boxing anymore. So when I go to the gym now, I typically like, I'll just either run or I'll swim. Like I hate weights. I hate lifting weights.
Even though it's good for your bones?
Yeah, I know. I know. Trust me. This is why if I was in New York, I'd pay you a ton of money to tell me what to do. Because if I go to the gym, I'm like, I don't want to. I'll just swim.
What do you do when you swim?
I swim less.
Swim?
Okay. So do you... yeah. There's different ways to swim, guys. Freestyle, backstroke, breast.
I switch it up. I switch it up. I swam in high school and stuff.
What's your routine? Do you like do a warm up? Do you do freestyle? Then you hit the backstroke. What do you do? Because you need to open up your. Because we live in a very linear world where we're holding on to our phones and computers and such, and we're like this all day long. So our rhomboids, our traps, everything is very tight and forward. Even right now, how you're sitting, shitty.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, that's really shitty. My microphone. I can't because the mic's down here. This is where you can only see half my face.
So we need to do exercises that open us. So if you do a bunch of freestyle, you're just closing your chest back together. You're just getting tighter and tighter and tighter, which it doesn't matter if your muscles are shortened or if they're elongated, they're going to communicate crappily either way. So you need to do things to open up. Foam roll, just do only back exercises, like weights with back, pull-ups, things like that. You can even do negatives. Do you do negatives?
What are negatives?
Where you jump up to do your pull-ups and then you slowly come down. That's a lot easier.
Yeah, I like doing those.
Yeah, that's a good way to work up to doing regular pull-ups.
I love finding out the names for exercises.
Negative.
That's like leg butts. I do a lot of leg butts.
I don't know what a leg butt is.
What's a leg butt?
See, exactly. It's what I call anything working out my butt or my legs. That's what I call any exercise working out the lower half of my body.
So, like, for example, I did 2 leg butts when I went pee before the show.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
I.E. Wendy, what are you doing for a workout? You're always coming from the gym or going to the gym.
I know. Well, let's see, because I was a trainer before Wendy, I did comedy.
You know.
So I kind of know, like, and when I swim, I do, I work out in sets and I do a lot of backstroke. I'll do an easy, easy warm up, but I'll do like a 1500 yard
have those tits.
Routine. I got these tits.
So
I got to protect them.
They should be out in the backstroke. They
I know.
Should just be up it's at crazy. All times.
Well, she has to keep them dry. Just to keep them dry or they wither.
You got to keep those nipples pointy.
It's so strange because I have small tits and I do jokes on stage about being flat chested. They crush every time. And then I take my top off and people go like, you actually have really nice tits. I'm like, I know it's a joke. People are like shocked when they see me, like, because like, oh, you have like nice tits. I'm like, yeah, I know. Just because they're not big, they're still nice. God damn it. I'm gonna go do some backstroke naked.
And that's like, why she works out so much, because she gets so amped up on her tits.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I love them so much, but I'm so mad.
Do you send tit pics?
No. Oh. I don't send a lot of naked pics of myself.
I do. I really want someone to leak them.
I'll do it for you.
Yeah. We will do it on this podcast.
Tweet them out. I mean, jeez.
Well, it's no fun if I do it.
Yeah. I'll steal your phone.
The secret.
Yes.
The secret part of our fixtures.
You should, anyway. Yeah. From as much as I've heard about it during sex, how great your tits are.
I've heard that from other Rob Harper said that to me the first time I did the naked show like 2 years ago.
Oh, you've done it several times.
Yeah, I did it at the Creek in the Cave when I first moved here on New Year's Eve. And that was the first night. And then I think I hooked up with Eli that night. Hey, we're naming names.
Yeah, really?
Eli, there's a lot of Eli's.
I know.
Okay.
So, but I remember Rob, he said to me like, I was like, oh, that was so embarrassing. And he walked up to me afterwards, wherever the New Year's Eve party was happening and all the commentary. And he goes, hey, it was a really good set. And I was like, oh, thanks. He goes, yeah, good job. And he goes, and you, dope, you're dope tits.
Dope tits. I like dope tits a lot. Yeah. That's like, it's like a real street compliment.
Not
ooh, nice tits.
Lovely breast mist. Mm.
Ooh, this fuck was produced by Miss Schumer. Oh, she God. Presented his dick to you at the top of the fuck.
I wish you guys could see the faces right now.
That's what we get to fuck. Bad faces. I feel. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. Sorry.
So for my workout, let's see.
Seamless transition, Wendy.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you.
Oh.
Oh my God, remember we were talking yesterday about how you put massages on your clients' accounts?
Yes.
I took vitamins from one of my clients. Nice. I was like, another money saver. Yeah. Look at these organic vitamins. Okay, continue.
I knew this is going to happen because when I did, the times we hang out, we just laugh.
The entire time. It's
and
really
on your show. We just laughed and Andrew and that we laughed and then we'd be like, you're a Jew. And then we'd come back.
No,
thank God we have one here. No,
yeah. Wait, no.
You're not.
I'm not.
No, he just seems like
just,
one.
I know. I do. I get asked a lot on the street by the students.
I don't know what
you do.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
I finally got asked. I felt so less offended. I was like, no, but thank you for asking.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
Okay, workout.
You were a Jew? Yeah. Are you sober or Muslim? Call back to a conversation we had off air that nobody else will
know. No one will know.
So what I try to do is I like to get on the cables, and especially, like you said, from carrying bags around, and my yes. posture's so fucked.
Yeah.
And wearing like heels and dragging like 40 pounds of bags around, mm-hmm. like a bag lady. So when I get to the gym, for a warm up, a lot of times I'll take a medicine ball, 4 or 6 pounds, and I'll go to like the group exercise room.
Okay.
And I do walking lunges where I do a lunge and I take the ball and I put it up overhead and then bring it down to waist height. And I'll do that for one walk. And then I come back and then instead of bring it up overhead, this is very boring, but I'll do a walking lunge and then I'll do a twist to the side to open up those muscles.
Got it.
And then I do rotations and it will crack my spine a lot of times. And so that's how I kind of get my body lengthened.
So you bring your arms up parallel to the ground and then twist.
Correct.
Also?
Twisting to the left.
While lunging?
Yes.
Beautiful.
While down in a lunge. So that's a warm up that I'll do. And then some dynamic stretching to open up my hip flexors.
Okay, what's dynamic stretching? This is like... I know what it means.
We're on the same page.
And so are most people.
Yeah, sorry. This is the side podcast. Trainers with a C.
Exactly. Have you ever seen football players when they're laying down on the ground and they take their foot and they just wrap it and they try to tap the other side?
I think I've barely seen football players do anything.
I watch them do everything. it's a stretch with movement. So you can like keep going, keep getting further in your stretch. But it's not like a static stretch. So static is a hold and dynamic is with movement.
Listeners, take note.
Is that better? Is that layman's? Okay.
Yeah, that may, yeah. Because, yeah, like you dynamic stretch in the middle, like in swim team growing up, you do like dry land workouts where you're running up and down the hill. But if you then have to get in the pool, you don't want to do a static stretch because if you hold the stretch for like 30 to 60 seconds, you release the Golgi tendon or GTO, the Golgi tendon organ. And then once you release that muscle, because that's why when you first start to stretch, mm-hmm. you'll hold it and you're like, this hurts, this sucks. And you have to tell people, breathe, 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 hold it. And if you hold the stretch to the point of pain, like not so much pain, obviously, but, and then once that muscle relaxes, then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm not in pain. And then you can, but once you've stretched, like fully lengthen and relax the muscle, it's then dangerous to be like, all right, great. So now we're going to get on the leg press. Then
right.
Yeah. So dynamic stretching is what you do, like when you're still going to keep exercising and using the muscles.
Like when you're walking, you can see the arms out in front and then they try to kick your own hands. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I've done that. Okay, I'm not awesome. A mongoloid. I'm just very out of shape right now. Steven's the mongoloid.
I'm beginning to fear that I am the mongoloid.
You are. You for sure.
From the nose up is from what I can see. You look like you're in great shape.
I do a lot of forehead workouts.
That is really excellent. I do as well. It's called Botox.
I keep it tight. I try to keep it tight up here.
Yeah. And then also your muscle spindles, they can't communicate when they're too stretched apart. Yeah. So that's how they talk to each other. They like a little communication. Anyway.
I love talking about that stuff.
I do too.
See, I'm actually
I know. No, Steven is.
I'm lost.
I'm so bummed, I can't see Steven's face right now. I'm so
You guys
so
are like sports and my brain just is like.
And it's not even sports, but it's just general because even though like I fuck around and like, you know, drink and like whatever, but I love exercising and I can kind of feel like my back was really super sore and I could just feel like my rhomboids and my lat were just overworked. Mm-hmm. And then I normally don't do a lot of chest exercises just because normally, yeah, our society, like we're so protracted, but then I can feel I was like, God, my back just feels jacked up and my neck. And so normally the core exercises I would do, I completely changed them. Cause I normally will do like a back, I'll get the cables and I go into a lunge, a static lunge. And then also where I can stretch the hip flexor and then I'll pull the cables back. So I'll do kind of like a lat pull and I do 2 or 3 sets of 20 on a lower weight, just because if your body's already tired, but then I work it to fatigue that way. And that's a warm up to then going to do, like you said, like a negative pull up or like heavier lifting weights with the back exercise. And anytime I use a machine, like a pull, I never do a seated machine. If I go on the row machine, I go into like a static squat and then I'll do a heavier weight.
That's a very good idea.
But yeah, you just go like, and you kind of feel like, okay, what's sore from the last workout? And then I work out the opposing muscle group.
Yes. Push pull.
Yep. And yesterday I did chest, but not like push-ups because my neck and my back were just so fucked.
Do you grind your teeth or?
Yes.
Okay. So it's probably a TMJ situation. So when you get TMJ, it's your tensor mandibular joint, which is right here. It pulls all of your scalp muscles and then it also pulls up here and it makes your traps very tight. So you can press your tongue against the roof of your mouth while you're doing exercise and that should release it. Also, you need to do a little foam rolling or maybe even like a wedge on the neck just to release your traps as well. Because if you're like this the whole time, you're probably activating this 100% of your day, which is really pulling everything up.
Right. And I just got a new rolling little suitcase bag to carry my stuff around.
Oh, another bag.
Well, to put on,
exactly. But this one has wheels.
This one has wheels. I was dragging like 3 bags around.
I know.
We
I
all
hung
know.
Out with you.
Everyone who's hung out with you knows.
You look like I was like, you're returning from a 10-day adventure every time I see you. It's always a world where she's always like, oh my God. And then I was doing
she has the stories to fit it.
But it's just from her apartment in Queens to Manhattan. Like, that's the thing. Like, every time.
But you know she's ready for anything.
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 And she always has some dress from a random woman. She was like, oh, and then I got this. It was from an ex from so-and-so.
Yeah.
Don't I look so much better in it?
I bought this. I stole this.
That's why you have so many bags for just all the things you pick up throughout the day. They're empty when you leave your apartment.
Yeah, I am. Even my purse, I've got someone else's passport in there. I don't know whose idea.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no. Exactly.
The only thing that I'm not hearing from both of you is stability training.
I do that. I use a Bosu thing.
Okay.
Okay. Stability training. What is stability training?
Stability training, when you work in an unstable environment. So you have your non-contractile tissue, your ligaments and tendons that work is what that is.
So we talk to each other almost every day. That's very unstable.
Hey, yeah, it's super unstable. Yeah, we live in an unstable environment.
We are the jokes.
So your foundation of your musculoskeletal system is your ligaments and tendons. If you don't have a good foundation, you can't build solid muscle on top of it, Miss CrossFitter, and you're going to fall apart. And
Jesus, I've done it twice, and I agreed it's douchey. Fucking calm down. My God.
This is, when I was a trainer, I'm so in love with this, because I remember when I was a trainer, Yeah, new client, especially CrossFit or any like, oh, I do like Roomba or I do whatever. And you're like, Zumba, Roomba.
A vacuum cleaner. I was like a vacuum? You had a lot of, they just follow the vacuum their Roomba around.
That's what I use for my stability training. I balance on the Roomba as it goes around the
room. So let me get this straight. Besides training, you guys just love criticizing people's life decisions.
Yeah, really.
And then telling them how to do it right.
Yeah.
I never share with how to do it right. No, I just criticize.
Yeah. That's my...
until you pay me. Yes. Training.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I sell. That's my sales technique.
But those BOSU balls, I like doing those, and I like to do a really fun one for those is like to do a lunge. Mm-hmm. And the BOSU ball, those are the half...
Wait, what, the BOSU balls are the half things that you do? Like
BOSU is an acronym for both sides up.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, continue.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
absolutely. Ooh, well, see, I didn't know that. Hey. I learn something every day.
Okay, what is your favorite exercise? So I'll tell you mine.
I love on those. Well, I like to do a... Well, there's so many fun ones because I like with the blue side up.
Okay.
Right? So with the, I guess, the inflated side up.
Yes.
It's to do a lunge where I've got your front leg is on the actual ball.
Okay.
And so then the back leg is on the ground.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll do like 10 lunges that way. And then the second, and then after I do 10 lunges that way to get stable, then I come up. And then for the next 10, you come up and then I swing my back leg all the way around in front of me or do like a karate kick.
Yes.
And then it's so hard because that's the best. That's my favorite way to work my abs.
I have a similar favorite exercise on that. So what I do instead is I go all the way through all planes of motion. So I have both feet up on top of the BOSU ball, kettlebells in hand and full crunch right here. So when you hold kettlebells, you tuck in your tits. Okay. And then you keep everything nice and tight. And you do your reverse lunge. Push all the way forward, go all the way forward, come back to the center, lateral lunge, and then you can do a transverse lunge as well. So then you just go forward, side.
I do kind of a similar exercise, except for I hold weights and I do it in every single way.
Yeah. I do something similar, but it's better. It's a lot better.
I don't want to say better. I just want to say best. Yeah, you want to think about working through all planes of motion because we need to move those hip sockets around.
Move those hip sockets.
Move those hip sockets.
Ladies.
Can be all tit work.
Yeah, well, some of us
unless
don't
Wendy Starling.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I get. That's the only thing I got. I don't want to keep going back to my tits.
I mean, I open the door.
Yeah, I'd like some young boys to keep going to my tits. So dumb. I'm fucking
or
idiot.
Old.
I'm
an any, idiot. Really.
Yeah, yeah.
Men, women, you should sleep old, with my ex. Young.
Yeah, anybody.
Haven't put that thing right between those tits. What a beautiful picture that would be.
I've seen his dick. That's because we did the naked show together.
Yes.
He has a great cock. I've not spoken to him since I saw him naked because I was like, I remember we were like, hey, we're all doing the naked show. And we looked at each other and I just looked at his body and I was like, but goodbye forever, friend.
it's a very funny penis because it gets bigger, like it goes long and then it goes short and stocky and then it goes back to long. So it's like a choose your own adventure.
It goes that's short, real it fun. Goes short and calm stocky.
It goes long first, gets real hard and long, and then the top part of the shaft shortens up and gets real thick but still hard, and then it goes back to long again. I know. I did full blowjob technique. I was like, wow. What is happening? I got to put my mouth on this thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, the name of science, you were like, hold on, I have to take notes.
Yes. And then I told him, I was like, this is what your dick does. Just so you know,
his dick is working all planes of motion.
It really is.
Like you on a BOSU ball.
It's just the every best. Different. Two Eddie's 12. I can't deal with it.
Yeah, what are you going to do? All right, Steven.
Oh, I'm fucking Steven horrified.
Steven is fucking lost.
He has
no idea what anyone's talking about. And then we're talking about mechanical dicks, and he's just like real confused.
The dick conversation I can hang with, kind of, but I'm trying to picture this, and I'm picturing a cock with separate sections that operate in different ways.
Yes, it felt like it.
But I don't quite have that figured out yet.
Well, you know how like it comes out of your body.
What if I just want to do dick training?
Yeah. How do I teach my dick to do different things while it's hard?
That's all I really care about. Like
you can, you can, and here's how you do it. My first husband gained 40 pounds and lost his dick because he had a fupa, and then got it back when he lost it. So there you go.
Oh, so just by reducing my gut, increase the cock.
Who's that? What's that guy's name with the D'Angelo?
D'Angelo. Very familiar. That's all I want in my life.
Steven, just get a D'Angelo bod. No problem.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what I'm doing. I'm pretty much going to the gym the same way Megan is, where I'm like kind of leaning on machines. And then I'm like, why don't I have the D'Angelo V?
You guys should definitely come and work out with me sometime at the gym. Yeah.
Well, so here's what I did. And I feel like, you know, when you have something wrong with you, you're like, I should probably go to the doctor, but then like you just don't.
Wait, what?
That's kind of how I feel about working out, where I'm like, I should probably do something about this body, but I just don't. I don't, and I know I want to.
What do you do now?
He's like, please let it be AIDS. I don't want to have to.
He's like,
you just need to go for a run twice a week.
I'd rather AIDS. I'd way rather AIDS.
Just double check it. Just do one more blood test.
Yeah, come on. Let it be something incurable.
Very much the way Megan, I used to exercise the way Megan exercised, where I would go to the gym. And I had a gym membership. I did one trainer session. And then he basically shows you the machines. Mm-hmm. And then I just try not to hurt myself.
Okay.
And I have a shoulder that chronically dislocates.
Okay.
And a jank repaired ACL. I have two things that I'm like.
Do you do band work?
Consciously.
Are you crawling up the wall?
I have. Yeah. I did when I was doing my therapy. I used to. And I still do. I'll stretch my ACL up the wall. I have really tight hamstrings. It's weird. I can't touch my toes. Like not even close.
Okay.
And so about a year ago, a friend got me into yoga. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck a gym. I'm just going to do yoga. So I was trying to do Target three times a week. I just do yoga to the people, the basic vinyasa.
They have two. They have the hot one, and then they also have the vinyasa.
And I don't do the hot one because I tried it once, and I didn't come out of it in a good state. I was halfway through. I'm like, I'm going to just fucking black out.
Yeah, it's real hot.
Yeah, it's kind of intense.
What is it, 107 or something like that?
But the normal yoga is perfect because yoga for the people, you know how you feel like the yoga teachers there may have had a mental breakdown and are talking themselves through it as they're teaching the class. Uh-huh. I love that. That's what I need.
Of course you do.
In a trainer.
Of course you do.
Someone that's like, I know how brutal this city can be and what you're going through. Fuck yeah. Like, I need that. That gets me to work out more than trying
There's
to go to
one,
a gym.
A group exercise instructor at my gym, and I listened to her through her a class because I was just on a break and reading, and she it was right outside our break room, and I heard her tell someone, they're like, oh, how you doing? She's like, oh, the worst ever. And then she walks into the room, and she's like, okay, you guys ready? And then at the end she's like, I just started a new naked studio. And I was like,
this is
a real roller coaster.
See, but you know what, like stuff like that, I'm like, yep, I'm in. Like, what are we like?
So where are your challenges in yoga? Are you trying to like stick poses?
Well, the problem
or
is, so I'm just going to like the donation class because I'm broke too right now. So mm-hmm. I'm not like dropping money on, like Christina's got a full trainer.
Yeah.
She's crushing. She's gotten in better shape than she's ever been in.
Yes.
And like her trainer will come out to comedy shows and I just have to be like, hey, thinking about my frumpy bod. Just like,
you're like, hey, I brought donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
he also doesn't even
you.
Have donuts. He just says, I feel like donut. That's what he should say. Yeah.
My yoga teacher was going to come too, but she got too sad.
Yeah. Also, I don't really pay her anything, so she didn't want to come.
I didn't have any money for the donation, so she couldn't come.
So why don't I have...
He's just sitting at the show for one piece of incense, just burning it.
Just like, why don't I have D'Angelo abs? Yeah, yeah. Thinking about him so hard.
Just,
you could just do what she does with the basic movements. Your squats, deadlifts, push, pull. You could do it all with body
leg
weight.
Leg butts, Steven. Start doing leg butts.
Yeah,
leg
all butts. Leg butt calisthenics.
Jesus. Come on.
And then I was
it's
for a
so
while.
So simple.
Leg butt. My mom, growing up, because I would like, had I gained weight a couple times. And my mom is real tall and skinny, and she's always like, you're going to get fat like your dad. So when I was a kid, she made me start going to the gym when I was 14 before school. Very sweet. But I remember my mom, I think your leg butt thing in the toilet. My mom, I remember as a kid, we'd be like, I'd be brushing my teeth and I'd just be like leaning against the counter. My mom, when I was a kid, she'd be like, you know what you can do? That'll help you burn calories. Just, you know, just because you're going to, you probably will get
just
fat.
Just because you're six.
You know, yeah. If you squat, you know what I do, what I like to do, something fun that I like to do is when I brush my teeth, I like to go into a squat because then you're working your legs and your butt while you're brushing teeth. And I was like, I don't know my alphabet yet.
Yeah, you're like, I'm three.
I thought we were working on LMNOP. I was just, that's a part of that. But my mom does all this shit that like the body weight stuff. My mom's got tips. She's like, I just squat. You know, sometimes when I'm having coffee, I just stand on one leg because that's a stability exercise. I'm like, but you also don't eat for 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
My mom has made my sister anorexic. And then the other day she told me, she was like, yeah, we all got together and they were just saying the nicest things. They were like, you really haven't gained weight since high school. But I was like, she was chubby then too. And I was like,
oh, God. Oh my God. Jesus. That's amazing.
Okay. I know. She's sweet. She's sweet. She loves the Lord. Okay.
I'm so excited.
As long as she's thin.
As long as he's thin, then she.
Great ads. I'm just trying to get those.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're, Jesus is a good looking dude. Man.
Yeah.
Jesus is.
I meditate on those abs
or
all
day long. He's still dead, right? Like it's not an is situation, it's a past tense situation. Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, he's alive in my heart. Okay. He's alive in the heart.
If he's alive anywhere, it is not your heart. Right. That is for sure.
I'm so excited for you to tell Steven to stop being a bitch and do squats. Yeah. You make it. I wish you could see there.
I know I brought this.
Oh, and Mara brought a little band. She brought Tool.
Brought a little band.
I actually have sets of those in the closet.
You do?
I do. Yeah. Well, because from physical therapy, when I did, what was the last time I did it? I dislocated my shoulder maybe 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I did the full rehab. I mean, I've dislocated my shoulder 12 times and had surgery on it twice. So I've done a lot of.
How do you get that fused?
What's up?
Why don't you get that fused?
I did.
Because it's my excuse to not do any exercise.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Oh, I can't work my leg butts because my shoulder.
but also my wimpy leg.
Can you sit on that box?
Can I sit on that box?
Is that possible?
Yeah. Do you want me to sit on the box?
Yeah, I want you to go sit on the box.
Oh, this is amazing.
Oh, we're doing activities now. Oh. Megan, I'm so sorry you're not here.
I'm so sorry also because I God want to see this.
I know. It's going to be great.
So, and I know you're going to explain what you're doing, but especially just for the listeners. So obviously like we're getting prescriptions from Mara. She's giving us like tips and then the three of us are going to get more specific suggestions and exercises. And we're going to do that for the next couple of weeks and come back with results. But also there's so many exercises you can do at home.
Absolutely. 100%.
And that's what I need.
And that's what we're going to do with this one right here. So you're going to sit on the box. I want you to have your knees turned more towards the open area. Okay. So yeah, you can just turn your whole body to your left. Perfect. Or
he's in
or
little workout pants too, yeah. Megan.
Okay, so
please take a picture or video.
Oh no!
Yeah,
bring your heels underneath your knees. So should just go straight knees down to your heels. That out in front.
Here we go.
So
bring your feet hip distance apart. So no.
Repeat that.
Okay, so your heels are.
Oh God, it's off to a terrible
right
start.
Here.
Yeah.
So just like a 90 degree.
Okay.
There we go. Perfect. So you're a little bit lower. You're a little lower than parallel. So this is going to be a little bit more challenging for a beginner. Do you have enough space with your microphone and with your headset? Perfect. Okay. A little tight. We'll make it work. So what you're going to do is you're going to put your left foot down. You're going to lift your right foot up off the ground. And go ahead and just stand up on that left foot.
On my left foot. You
correct.
Want me to stand up? That's not going to be physical. I can't do that.
Try.
You want me to? So like.
I'm videotaping this meeting.
I am so angry I'm not there.
Oh, I fucking hate all you guys.
I want you guys to know that. Let me describe what happened.
I have to tell you, exercising in public is probably one of my biggest fears.
Guess what you and I are going to do, buddy? You and I are working out. We're going to get a plan for Mara, and you and I are going to work out together. We're going to go.
Good.
Yes. And we'll take little videos for them.
You know, this is my naked show.
Megan?
Yeah.
If I can describe, and this video will be up on the Instagram so you can watch it.
I fucking hate you guys so much.
But if I could describe it poetically, Steven sat down very comfortably. He was able to do the first thing, which is put one leg out. And Mara said... And Mara said, stand up on your left leg. He looks terrified. And then he went to move, and it was almost as if he became stone. He just froze. It was like
yeah, that makes sense. I can picture it.
Maybe your right leg is a little more dominant. So maybe let's try with your right leg.
My left one is the injured one.
Okay, so let's try with your right.
Okay,
go ahead and lift up on that left leg.
Okay,
there we go.
And the trainer talk is so fun because it's helpful but condescending. Go ahead and lift up on that left leg. Are we going to do any work those hip sockets?
Yeah.
Let's try without the hands. Let's try.
Nope. That's not going to work.
His arms are out. And now his arms are outstretched like he's flying.
I think he's trying to do Titanic. I know. The beginning. I don't know if he knows what he's trying to do.
Okay, let's go ahead and start from standing position. Okay. So go ahead and stand up.
I thought you were just going to say, okay, let's just go ahead and stop.
So since your left leg is your bad leg, let's go ahead and try it with your right.
Okay.
Lift up your left leg and then just try to sit down without flopping down.
This is amazing.
This is not going to
work. Oh my God. Steven. Yeah. Megan, he almost fell over just to stand on one leg. Not even trying to sit down.
No,
I think we should maybe just go ahead and stop because we're going to kill him.
But this is the problem. Like, I do this and I'm so bad at it that I'm immediately like, nope. And then people pay me to sit on computers all day. So,
well, yeah, that's probably why you have...
It's bad.
I know. I think you have a little IT band syndrome from what I can tell.
IT band syndrome?
Iliotibial band.
What does that mean?
It's when you have a tight IT band, and that's why you have a little constriction there.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a band that runs from your lower back all the way down the side of your leg and attaches the front and the back of your knee.
Right.
Yes.
Which is probably why I would have blown out my ACL.
Exactly, because it's very tight.
Right.
Yes. Okay. So let's try it again on the left side.
Yes.
We're going to have
success.
I've
never been more angry. I'm 3,000 miles away on an episode.
But should I be, is it more, do I need a stretching thing or is it a strengthening thing?
So see that foam roller
both,
right there?
Steven, yeah.
You need to basically live on that thing.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah, you have a foam roller.
You have a foam roller.
I do have a foam roller.
Yeah.
I might have you do side pikes on the foam roller.
I'll do it. Whatever you
yes.
want.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Let's see it. And then we'll
so what are we doing? What am I doing?
I want you to try the left side. We want to have some success.
Okay.
There has to be
some. Well, at this point, we know you're not going to do anything.
Tiny level of success.
Right. Well, at this point, the specific thing you're doing is humiliating yourself. And I'm videotaping
it. Okay. See, I also want to point out, this is a terrible example for people who are like, okay, cool. Yeah, I want to get into working out. And then they're like Steven, where they do not know what they're doing. And then they're like, oh, I'm not going to start.
And everyone who would be at the gym is just making fun of them.
Okay, here, we'll do an easier one. Okay, so you're going to stand up nice and tall. Okay, perfect. I'm going to sit back down. Place your fingers behind your ears. Open up the shoulders, but drop your shoulders down away from your ears, pulling your shoulder blades together. Perfect. You're going to, I need you to have some clearance in the front of you because I want your legs to be at a 90 degree. One leg.
Let's
just
do
one.
Something easier. It'll probably be easier for you to actually levitate on the ground than it was for you to try to stand on one leg. You out of shape.
So you're going to lift the one leg to a 90. Perfect. See how you immediately tucked underneath your pelvis, went like this, and then your knee came forward, your left.
Not there. Really. But...
Okay. So go ahead and lock out that right leg.
Okay.
Lock it out. Also, you have a little external pronation in your foot. So turn that foot so it's perpendicular. There you go. Perfect. So bring that knee back up. You're going to bring the fingers tips back behind the ears. Squeeze those glutes forward. Good. Bring the knee back up.
Megan, I'm
excellent. Exhale, pull that belly button to your spine. Now, slowly with your exhale, bring your foot up to my hand.
It's not going to happen.
Just try.
I can't.
Don't
just
be
try.
Try
just
it. Try.
Under here is so tight.
Yeah, I know. Just go as far
just
as you can.
Just try it. Try it.
Go as far as just you can.
Megan, and he's in like these like shiny workout pants, so they're all tight.
Why does he have shiny? Is it 94? Why does he have shiny workout pants?
He got new shoes and new pants.
No,
for today.
I know. I walked in.
For a half a workout, he's not going to ever do again.
So when you do standing leg extensions, you want to, for people at home listening, you don't want to lean back or lean forward. You want to exhale. The trick to doing any exercise is to make sure that your ribs are short. I always call them short ribs, where you're exhaling your belly button to your spine and you're keeping your rib cage closed. So you want to think about getting those D'Angelo hip bones and those ribs as closed as possible when you're doing any exercise.
Okay.
When you're exhaling. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You exhale on the effort, right?
Correct.
So like before. Yes. So yeah, if you're like, and that's when you do the big push or the big whatever you're doing.
Yes.
This is super embarrassing, but I feel like I'm too remedial for any of this.
You're not. It's just you didn't have enough clearance. You're standing on an unstable ground as well.
No,
you,
but I can't. Go but my hamstrings are so tight.
I know. You really should just be on a 6-week foam rolling regimen.
I thought you were going to say a gurney.
A 6-week just six.
You really should just kill yourself.
6 weeks.
That's what I'm getting at.
Regimen.
Just rat poison would be good, I think.
Just any kind of kill yourself.
Just like a solid arsenic regimen.
Yeah.
See, and that's the problem. Because that's what happens when I work out. To like, I'm just me screaming at myself. Like, it's just...
I had a client, a 63-year-old federal judge, and his only goal was to be able to stand up out of his bathtub by himself. Mm-hmm. And we did the foam rolling. And I also had to take that same program and apply it to Andrew Collin, because that fuckhead is so tight. So I think you would have to do the same thing. Yeah. I can give you some foam rolling. And they're also on YouTube. If you look up self-myofascial release, you can see a whole foam rolling regimen there. Be careful. You can really follow the techniques according to the YouTubes. That then go find like NASM, National Academy of Sports Medicine based videos, because you can dislodge like blood clots and such and have health conditions.
Yeah. Now explain what foam rolling is just for people listening, because I know what, we all know what it is.
Okay.
I love foam rolling, by the way. And I do my IT band and I do all the inside. That's actually super helpful.
Super helpful.
See, but I got my foam roller. I was working with a physical therapist.
Because I thought it was an eclair. I thought it was a dark chocolate eclair. I was like, I love dark chocolate.
Your sarcasm is not helping my progress.
Again, anyone listening who's scared to go to the gym, people are not going to laugh at you as much as we're laughing at Steven. I promise you that.
No, I love all my clients. I do. I love all my clients.
I am so defeated.
No.
Okay, why did you get your baseball?
No,
okay.
So my...
What?
No, I was having problems with my...
Where's my baseball? Okay, why
I was having problems with my ACL. Okay. And I had just like my ACL repair is 10 years old, so it was going bad,
yes,
pretty much.
Yes.
And so I was seeing a physical therapist work on that, mm-hmm, and then he taught me all these foam roller things.
Yes.
And then my ACL felt better, and then I stopped.
Yes, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we live in a linear world, we move forward and back, and that's it. Typically, we don't go side to side. I don't usually see you crab walking down the street. So,
look at that fucking bitchy. See, this is great because not only you're learning.
When he's like masturbating to her.
I love this because I love. Because this is, I didn't know it. The trainer thing. The like, the shitty, well, I've never seen you crab walk down the street. Did you feel better when you were doing that activity? And then you stopped and you don't feel good? Huh, that's weird.
That's so weird.
That's so weird.
So weird that you didn't use common sense to keep yourself healthy.
Wait, but Mara, how often do you work out? I mean, how much time do you, because I know Wendy spends hour every day I talk to you, you're going or
well, I, but, well, so I'm working out maybe like 4 to 5 times a week. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes, you know.
Well, I ride my bike. I mean, excluding today, I typically ride my bike like 45 miles a day.
Jesus.
Because I ride it to clients. So I'll ride to the gym, that's 8 miles. And then I ride to 103rd and Riverside, and I live in Bed-Stuy. So it's like all the everywhere. So on top of that, if I have an hour where a client cancels, I'll train. So typically I'll 3 times a week. Hmm. Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
But you're still like, I mean, the fact that you're taking the bike around, and when you're exercising with clients, are you also you doing the exercise a little bit to show them the like form?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I feel like that's, you know, it's, I can do that all day long. Right. I could demonstrate an exercise. That's said principle.
Right.
Specific adaptation to impose demands. Mm-hmm. So
you got to change your routines.
Change your routines. If you're just a regular old person and you get in a fun 2-3 times a week exercise, that's perfect.
I mean, that's all great. I'm trying to do.
Yeah. I just
want to stay functional.
I'm trying. Look,
no one's paying me to stay
man.
Alive and be healthy. They're paying me to sit and stare at computers.
That's true.
That's the sad reality.
Right. And then you can, but no, no, that's it. But so someone pays you to be on computers. So then you can take care of your body and feel good for you.
Right.
Not everything has to be because somebody's paying you to do it. You can, that's the one thing with exercise, with nutrition and with exercise, there's so, like you're saying, there's so few things that you can control. Mm-hmm. That's what I always loved about training and what I like about exercise and with nutrition is that that's one of the only things that you can actively control and have like a direct effect on how you feel and your state of being. Everything else is like, this is what you have to do for money. This is where you have to live. You have to do this. But it's like, oh, I feel shitty. My back hurts, or I feel like I'm overweight or I'm underweight. And it's like, okay, well, you can change that by doing things. You don't have to go to a gym and you don't have to be going to, you know, we're lucky that we get to like go to the gym and go to CrossFit and have trainers. But even if you're like working crazy hours, you can do stuff at home, basic exercises, all with
planks.
Yeah.
Push-ups, squats, I lunges,
with
cobras.
Yep. Just speaking Superman. For me personally, like I just never get to a point where I get good enough at it that I feel good about doing it. That I
well, I feel
I
like that's
do.
A mental. That's block. Like you not following through.
Oh, it's my mental shit just getting in the way again.
yeah, I mean, heard, like Stephen and all.
I mean, did you finish college? Okay, good.
Oh, no,
so you
no,
have
no.
A,
like
you
doing,
have follow
like
through.
Doing follow through. Like if we're talking about creative projects, yeah, I'm crazy. Like that's what I do.
Have you ever been in a position where you visualize success? Have you ever had like the perfect body for you that you felt comfortable that you?
No. And here's why, because my body being healthy has never done anything good or bad for me.
Okay.
Like it's just everything good comes from doing things, creating things, talking, speaking, whatever.
All
like
right.
That's my whole.
So then you feel comfortable with yourself.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like you're obese.
No. But I'm just trying not to be obese constantly.
That's good.
Constantly.
Yeah. I swear to God, if we go down in the office and you peel away like a poster of Nirvana or somebody and it's just D'Angelo's abs downstairs.
Oh, I'm super into
and you're
D'Angelo's
just looking,
abs.
You're like,
that's
I feel fine. I feel fine. And you just pull back this thing and you're just crying.
I thought you were gonna say he peels back the poster and there's a hole in the wall and it's just filled with like Twinkies. And donuts and old Thai food that he just like.
It's just a bunch of foam rollers that he thought were cannolis.
You know what? I can't be the only man that feels like this. And not only that, but you guys hang out with fucking comics all day. I feel like I have a mentality that a lot of male comics share where it's like, well, no one's touching my dick because I have abs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's because of your skills and you're funny and your personality.
Yeah, because you're, like you.
I mean, I work out a lot. I have like body dysmorphia. I have like issues. I know that I try to control them. And that's a lot. Another reason why I got into sports is so I could control that. And I feel like a lot of people have that as well. Like I have a lot of clients who I'm like, you need to eat a sandwich. They're like I have 10 more pounds to go. I'm like, if you drop 10 more pounds, you're dead. Like you're tiny.
But Megan and I forever will be like, we feel gross, then we'll take a picture, and we're like, we, like, look really cute.
Yeah.
Your wig picture
was adorable.
I don't look like I'm 450 pounds. Because when I looked in the mirror, though, I was like, I am 450 pounds. But this picture, did you, like, put a weird filter on this? I look so normal.
You're very tiny. What are you you're very petite.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Yeah, Megan. No, yeah, I'll show you a full body picture of her.
Hold on. Will you please show the one from the bank where we're in the weird funhouse mirror and we both look very tall and thin. Show her that one.
That's my favorite one where we're both. This is before we started shrinking. Our bodies do what your ex's dick did. We were real tall. We were both 7 feet tall and we were
very
silver
thin.
And we lived in a cylinder in a Chase bank. That's when we were our happiest.
Yeah, that's when I was most comfortable with my body. That's my goal weight. 7 feet tall and 84 pounds. That's where I'm trying to get back to.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of that is emotional too. Yeah. I mean, we got a lot. Did you have to deal with that 100%. With clients?
Yes. Yeah. Oh God. Well, yeah, that's mostly, and the big thing too, and for people listening, like if you, to get in any kind of a fitness program, and I think in anything in life, anytime you're goal setting, something that's important to do is to like visualize. I noticed you asked Steven, do you have a goal in mind of what you want your body to look like? Mm-hmm. Cause most clients you'd have, and you're like, okay, well, what's your goal weight? And they're like, oh, I guess, I don't know, lose like 20 pounds. It's like, okay, no. You're 5'3 and a size 16. And I'm looking at you have tiny bones. You could be a size 8 or a size 6 and be very, very healthy. Mm-hmm. Do you want to be that? And they would cry because they can't even conceive of like looking that way because they just have in their brain, well, I'm just a fat piece of shit. And it's like, okay, but no, you're engaging in these behaviors, which is eating junk food and not exercising.
Right.
But you have to get that visualization in your brain of anything, whether you're like, that's all that secret shit. It's like, you know, if you want to like buy a house or move to Texas or have a family or own a business, like it's really hard to get someplace unless you can visualize yourself there and believe you deserve it.
Yes. And also they say that if you have a success, it's easier to visualize it as well. So, Lou Holtz, best coach of all time. I know you won't,
you're going right over my head. It's okay. Keep
football
it going.
Coach, national championship.
I understand what you're talking about. I understand there is a sport called football.
Oh God, you mentioned a coach, and now Steven's actually gnawing on the foam roller. He's using it.
Just having Penn State flashbacks.
He's digging through the foam roller looking for the cream. I know there's a filling.
I was just going to say, if he keeps getting
you went
in
to Penn
there.
State?
No.
Oh, I was like, oh, Nittany Lions.
I grew
Lions.
Up near Penn State.
So Lou Holtz would say there's wins in every tiny little victory. So if you have a very tiny little win, count that, like celebrate that. Celebrate every single tiny little milestone and eventually you're going to hit the big ones. So I think that's, I went to hypnotism. I did that.
Really?
It was pretty awesome.
Did it work for, what? For you?
After I was, because when I was cycling, I would eat out of a box that a nutritionist gave me. So it was like all portioned out. It was like, you know, 280 calories and it was exactly correct. And then afterwards, I didn't know what to eat. And so I just didn't. And so then I went to hypnotism they would teach me how to eat. They would be like, it's okay to eat. Because I would, every time I put something in my mouth, I was like, I'm going to gain 70 pounds. I'm going to gain 70 pounds. And so, now I eat, obviously. Look at my fat ass. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God. And now this breaks down.
And back to it. Back to the start.
I need a trainer. No, I'm just
kidding. You're going to start going to CrossFit.
Yeah.
Do you have clients that go to CrossFit?
Absolutely not.
Do you disagree with the philosophy of CrossFit?
I don't. I think it's a nice complement to a workout regimen, but I definitely don't think it's the workout regimen. I think it's very abusive to your muscles and your body, especially as we get over 17 years old.
My thighs agree with you 100%
right. We can't do CrossFit. It's bad for you. I mean,
yeah, I mean, you definitely cannot do CrossFit. Okay, good.
I was like,
please don't start doing that.
Barely cross the street.
One of my best friends freaked out. You know, it's like you get over a certain weight and you freak out and you like run out and sign up for 6 months of CrossFit or something. He signed up for CrossFit.
Hello.
Like,
I know.
When freaked out and just ran out in the middle of the class.
It's scary.
Really?
You can really, you do one clean and press and you hurt yourself. You're out. That's your body.
Well, and because I hurt myself, I mean, the times that I have hurt myself have been when I've been working out. So I'm scared to push it. I'm scared to move in certain ways.
Yeah. Well, you should always be doing those physical therapy movements before any exercise regimen, before you attempt to lift anything. So you do put your towel at your waist, open, bring it here, open. You should be crawling up the wall every single day. You need to open up that rotator cuff. Yeah.
I do that shit every day.
What do you mean still?
No,
still.
I know. I just
always.
Like once I got the motion back and you're feeling strong, you know, you kind of are like, well, it'll
which
take care
I think
of itself.
Is, well, I think that's common. I think people like have a problem. It's fixed.
Yeah.
Supposedly. And then like, well, it's fine. I never have to. Now I don't have to do that anymore.
Well, especially because like
because you kept doing that.
Yeah. When I was taking my pills, I stopped seeing the blue men trying to murder me at night. Yeah. And then I stopped taking them. They came back. It's like, well, fucking. Yeah.
It's the same. It's the same exact thing. It's the same mentality of like, oh, well, now I'm fine. So I don't have to do this thing anymore.
Right.
It's like, well, now you're going to murder your entire family.
I mean, I'm probably.
And it's gonna be a slop.
Let's face it. At my weight, I'm probably not murdering anyone.
No, you will. It'll just be a sloppy job because you're so out of shape.
I know.
You won't get away with it. That's for sure.
The police would be like, "He couldn't have done it. He doesn't like cardio."
And he just complains about his shoulder constantly.
This Hackett weighed at least 8 pounds. There's no way he could lift it.
That's how he gets off. Because in court, they're like, "Sir, it's like the OJ glove. They're like, lift this hatchet." He's like, "I can't do it. I just can't do it. It's too heavy."
They're like, "For evidence, we have videos from the Jammer's Instagram feed. This is this dumbass trying to stand up."
Well, this has been my favorite episode.
What did you do at CrossFit? What did you specifically do at CrossFit? Did they have you like picking up javelins and stuff? That's what I picture you like.
Yeah, I'm just fucking throwing tires one-handed. Well, that's the thing, because I agree with you, because it is fucking like the first class I went to on Monday, I was terrified. And it was like the coach told me, she's like, "Oh yeah, this is like all these people have been doing it like 5 years. Like they're all like, they know what they're doing. I can't do what they're doing." And I know that. And that's what I was scared of, is that I just kind of like be on my own. But they did, like, they just altered everything for me. They're like, "You can't do a squat with this much weight with, you know, like 40 pounds. So here's 10 pounds and squat with that." Yeah. So they're like, it's adjusted to, I'm not like being thrown in and they're like, "Figure it out, asshole."
My only concern is there's so much that you have to do to prep for a squat, because there's so many muscles that you have to recruit to do a squat properly. And there's a lot of knee issues and back issues that happen with squats as well, that there isn't a good one. Like I have my clients do at least 25 minutes of warm-up exercises just to get to a squat. And I have not seen that in the CrossFit programmo. So I don't know. It's very aggressive.
Yeah. I mean, I've done it twice, but I like it.
You're like,
and
oh.
I don't, and it is, I probably am going to hurt myself
right now?
Very badly.
Can you stand up?
I can't. I told you, my thighs are too sore. It'll take 10 minutes.
No, fuck off. If I'm doing squats, you're standing up.
Yeah, stand up, do it.
I love that we're peer pressing each other into exercise.
Oh, hold on.
I did it.
Oh,
nice.
It took almost no time at all.
Did you see me sit back down like a pregnant woman?
Dude,
because that's how I just sat down.
You used
like,
all
like
of your
reaching back.
Yeah, all of your upper body strength to stand up.
Yeah, which is not much.
Oh my gosh, you guys are fun.
So when do they start? So with the CrossFit
we're
thing.
We're fun, but we're going to die.
yeah, soon.
Real soon. Yeah. Today.
So do they have like a program set up for you, Megan, on that? Like what do they, is it, do you, when are there, I know because you said, what is it? There are different classes you can go to anytime.
Yeah, I can go all the time. And each class, you got to do your WOD. Oh, it's so douchey. All the fucking terminology. But everyone there's like really nice.
What's a WOD?
What is a WOD?
It's a fucking workout of the day, bro. But we don't have time because we're CrossFit people and we got to eat a lot of protein. So I don't have time to say full words. I got to shove this chicken breast in my mouth.
Oh my God.
It's so douchey.
Yeah,
but
they're so
really
nice.
Well, that's Preston. This is my boyfriend when I got back today. Because I said the WOD thing and he was like, "Fuck you. You're never saying that again." I'm like, "Yeah, I know."
I was really sad because I feel like the podcast is going really well, but I don't know if we can continue.
I know.
WOD is worse than any terrible pun I've ever said.
It's so bad. But Preston, because I was like, "Yeah, it's like douchey and but everyone's really nice." And he goes, "Yeah. They're all really nice because none of those people had friends before CrossFit." And I was like, "Oh my God, you're right. That's what it is. It's all these like weirdos that just got really into a thing and then they have friends."
And they just,
so, I mean, that's nice.
They just walk around them. Drinking protein shakes and they have those crazy protein farts. So that their only interaction is at
exactly.
CrossFit.
It's like the saddest meetup
with each
group.
Other. Oh, yeah, it's like an AA meeting, but everyone's throwing tires.
Like, "My mom didn't love me. What about you?"
Your boyfriend's name is Preston?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did. Jesus Christ, I didn't fucking name it. My God.
It was like she was,
this isn't
she
even
was
about
making
training.
Fun of your glutes.
Now you're just attacking my entire life. You're like, oh, your boyfriend's name's Preston? Cute. I mean, I wouldn't choose that name for my boyfriend, but I guess to each their own.
I'm glad you picked up what I was trying to say.
So that's why it's important to work out, because you can control at least that. You can't control your boyfriend's name. Yeah. You fall in love with a Preston.
True.
That's what you gotta do.
You gotta introduce that person to people for the rest of your life and try not to be embarrassed.
In 3 months, poor Preston's gonna be like, then she said wad and then she left.
This is good. My abs feel good from laughing.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, we don't need to work out today. Oh, Steven, shut up. Yeah, I know. My abs also hurt from laughing.
Yeah, my abs really.
Guess I'm, I don't
have
to work out ever
again. This is how
I'm
going to get my D'Angelo V. It's the comedy workout routine. I do a feeling Wendy's just going to make me laugh my way into abs.
Yeah. No.
That's my only hope.
I'm a really fun trainer. I know what I'm doing. We're going to work out
I'm
together.
I'm terrified.
So here's what we're going to do.
Yes.
We're going to say this on the air. So Megan's doing CrossFit.
I just want to make very clear, I've not cleared this or heard this yet.
Okay.
Whoa, Steven.
I just want everyone
this?
To know
Calm
that
down,
we're stating
Dad.
Something that I have not firmly agreed on.
You're going to work out. Or may That's not be what able she's to physically about to say. Do. She's about to it's say not, you're going to move your
I know,
body.
Relax. Okay. Here's okay. what we're going to do.
All right.
Kill you. Kill you.
I brought handcuffs and we're going to be locked to each other's bodies for the next week. And you have to do every movement I do.
Yes.
We're going to start out today. It's just all leg
I have
butts.
To fuck a lot of dudes.
Yeah. Super easy. Super easy. Start with leg butts.
Yeah.
I would be more comfortable being handcuffed to you fucking dudes the next week.
Good move.
Yeah. Eating popcorn. Being encouraging. Is there a
That's
training
right.
job?
You
for
do
that?
Have nice tits.
I'd be so good at that job, you guys.
Oh my God. Did we learn anything today? I don't know.
I learned that I'm terrified.
Yeah.
I was scared of working out. Now I am terrified.
This is good. So I think we got like tips for just general, like basic exercise people can do at home.
Yes.
Push, pull, squat. We'll put links in there to the foam rolling videos because it is really mm-hmm. basic stuff. Mm-hmm. And there are basic rules like stay at a 90 degree angle when you're at home. Like when you're doing a squat, don't go more.
Past parallel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Past parallel. Ooh, that means to the floor.
Yes.
So nothing more acute than a 90 degree angle. And the same thing with like, with, especially when you're by yourself, that was a general rule with like a bench press, with an exercise, a push up.
Mm-hmm.
So that stuff we'll put links to. So we learned that. We also learned how to be a personal trainer, because if you want to sell memberships, look at this. You compliment, but also just be shitty.
But also really shit on people. Just really, I don't even live in New York and I'm going to sign up for monthly classes with you. Just, I don't even live there and I'm doing it.
She Mark, do you do Skype sessions?
I do Skype sessions.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do have some.
Nah, I'm cool.
San Diego clients still. Yeah. Wow. That I still work with. Yeah. It's nice.
All her Skype sessions be like, okay, and take a water break. Now, what is your boyfriend's parents' name? Yeah.
But what's their net worth? Like, is it worth it? Is it worth dealing with this name?
I guess he's hot. What's his number?
I have this new pic I want to send him. Hopefully he'll leak it.
I did send a naked pic yesterday and I was like, should have fluffed my nips. Sorry.
Oh, what do you do? Do you just use your hands or use ice or what do you do?
I do both. Whatever I've got available.
whatever I've got available. You know, in case I'm on the train or something and I just have my hands. My titty ice I carry around with me melted that day, so I can't.
I don't ride the train. I'm not a pedestrian, okay?
Oh, I'm a cyclist. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I ride my bicycle.
I'm not some loser on the train. I have a bicycle. I have a bike.
So here's what we're going to do. So what you to change a habit, is are you a fan of like a two-week rule? Like do something consistently for 2 weeks?
It's 28 days.
Okay. Hello. I guess I can also fuck myself. I was like the last one standing where I was like, here we go. I'm not. Okay.
Yep.
28 days.
28 days to change a habit. And just little things. I think if you hate it, Stephen.
That was a big motion to Stephen.
Yeah, yep. You won't do it. So just do things that you enjoy, but push yourself just like 10% over that mark. So just don't kill yourself, but keep trying. And just every morning, you know, when your alarm goes off and you're like, no, I don't want to do it. Just go, just get the fuck up, you fat fuck. And then,
that's not going to work.
That is good.
And then I
say that to myself every day.
I do too, but
yeah,
it doesn't motivate me.
Well, you
me.
Should, you shouldn't. There we
go. Thank you. Okay. Never mind. I'm back on board for the Skype session.
Yes. Gesture was to Megan on that one.
Yeah, 28 days, and then you should be gung-ho about it.
I don't feel like I'm going to be gung-ho.
Well, you're always,
you got to
you know
do
why?
It.
Because right now, do you know why? Because
God,
right now you're closed
Steven.
Off to it. You're closed off to it. And you don't have to make a big thing. This is the thing with exercise and with any change. People get so overwhelmed, and it's like, no, it's the same with people getting sober and anything. You're like, stop. Don't think about down the road. Think about what are we doing right now? Be mm-hmm. in the moment. This goes back to the Kate Wolf episode. Be present in the moment. We're not doing anything right now. And when it's time to exercise, Megan got up at fucking 6:15 and went to work out today. And it sucks. But if you agonize over things and when you have to get up and you just have to go yesterday.
Do you feel better afterwards?
Of course. Yeah. You don't want to get up that early. Do you think I wanted to wake up and it was still dark to go work out? Jesus. No, that's all. The last time I woke up when it was still dark to go somewhere was to drive to Vegas.
Like, does it
affect? That's way better than going to work out.
Yes, that's true. Does it affect the rest of your day as far as your happiness or anything?
Oh, always. Yeah. Whenever I wake up early and like go to the gym or do like, yeah, I already went grocery shopping and cleaned my bathroom before we recorded.
Are you sleeping better? Are you eating better? What else? Anything? Any other positive changes?
Since Monday?
Yes.
No.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I eat the same. Shit. Just human shit. I just shove in my mouth.
Oh, great. That's another, you can get a nutritionist on here for that one. I'm like, that's a whole three
You're
more
like,
hours.
No, that's not food. That's different. That's okay.
Yeah, you know, she eats really healthy stuff like vegetables, lots of like, I don't know, you guys are familiar with Halloween hummus is something that.
Yeah, yeah, I make, you know, it's October, you know, Halloween hummus.
Is that like candy corns?
What is the fuck that? Is Halloween hummus?
We got to do an episode about that. We got to do another episode where Megan just gives us tips on how to make fun holiday treat.
Yeah, like I'm doing this weekend. Yeah, I'm making some Halloween hummus.
Here's a tip for people listening. And I know that even though like I used to be a trainer, I'm not a trainer now. And even when I was a trainer, I think that's why I was so effective at it. Because I was like, this sucks. I know this sucks. I would much rather lay in bed and eat ice cream and have a six pack. That would be phenomenal. Same reason I don't want to get up and go to work. It'd be nice if someone just sent money to your house. But it's like, that's not how it works. Mm-hmm. To get this result, you have to engage in this behavior. It's very simple. But the problem is we wrap our emotional state in it. Like you said, like people go like, oh, I gained 5 pounds. Instead of going, oh, I've just been eating more than I've been putting more energy in my body than I'm expending mm-hmm. and making it non-emotional and looking at it as a behavioral thing. You go like, oh, I'm a piece of shit. I gave five. It's like, no. And then once you start shame spiraling and going, oh, I'm a piece of shit, then you feel sad. And then when you tell yourself you're a piece of shit, you behave like a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. If you go like, oh, I'm just a fat piece of shit, then you act like that. But when you just start to exercise and then like eat a little bit healthier, you start to respect your body. And then you have the mentality of like, oh, I'm a healthy person. I go to the gym.
Yes.
It's like anything. You go like, you know, like with not drinking, like, and I've had a couple glasses of wine here and there and I go up, but then it's like, but for the most part, I've been really good about when I go out, just a hard stop from people a week before where I'm taking shots and we're drinking where I'm like, oh, I'm not drinking. I didn't make a big emotional thing. You just go, I'm making a decision that this is now how I behave. And you don't have to make a big fucking deal about it.
Change. You don't have to act vegan.
No, change the behavior in the moment. Just make a decision. I'm going to exercise. Okay, great. And the whole time you're doing it, you can go, this sucks. Fuck this.
I like to make it super fun too. Like we set fun goals. Like some of my clients want to do handstands and hand walks, or they want to do like an obstacle course, or I'll take them outside and we'll do fun obstacles outside, which is way more fun.
Right. And you do little races and you do fun things. But when the goal is just like to be less of a piece of shit, it's like, okay, well, now you already have a bad attitude.
That's
and you're not
measurable
doing
either.
Right. Yeah.
Unless you're going to CrossFit, then that's measurable.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I've got to say, it's having the opposite effect. I want to go to a second class today now.
Oh my God, please go and text me and let me know how it goes.
Water it up, baby.
Oh my God. It's just like so wad, like, fucking doing my daily wads. Like, it's like the war. Like, no wonder people hate you guys. Like, Jesus.
God. This is great. So we're going to do this, and Steven, and we'll do this off the air because it'd be boring, but we'll set up our little workout routine. And yeah,
I'll put up some more. I have a lot of exercises on my Instagram.
Perfect.
I can put more up. Oh, more beginner stuff. So
yeah.
I do normally like crazy stuff, but I'll chill it out a little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
Mara, plug your shit. Plug whatever you want to plug. We love you.
You can follow me at Mara Merrick. I also have Happy Never After, we talked about before, mm-hmm. Which is a podcast. And that's it.
Happy Never After, is it just exclusively divorce?
Breakup. We thought we were going to do a marriage success story yesterday. Turns out they just got separated. So, yep. Exclusively divorce.
That's amazing. Oh, that's great.
Because Mara's been married how many times?
Three. Three times.
Yeah.
I've been engaged 7. So.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This was fun. I wanted you to do this show because I know you and I are the same. Whenever we go on another podcast, they want to talk to you about all that shit. And they want to talk to both of us about like wacky sex shit. It's like.
Well, and Mara is also one of my all time favorite kinds of podcasts.
And then we're both like, yeah, but not only do we have crazy sex and have addiction problems, we also have body dysmorphia disorder. Yeah. And used to charge people lots of money.
Let's get fucked. Okay.
We're multi. Faceted. We can talk about different ways we're fucked up. Okay. Right. Yeah. It's not just these two things.
But at least we're aware of it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Are we doing anything to change it? No, not really. No. But we're aware. Right.
But we know the difference between a dynamic and a static stretch, and that's a start.
That is. And Molly and MDMA, and we're good to go.
Yep.
Send it down the world.
Pump up your kicks, you little fruitcake. Let's go.
Jammers.